Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Kuska is here, too. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 6 years he's been hanging out with us and helping us get better at working with our employees, finding them, hiring them, maybe even firing them when we have to. He's the founder and the president of Fusion Factor, the creator of The Fusion Factor. He's got a new book coming out, too, he's going to tell us about in a little bit. He's our good friend, Bob Kuska. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here with you.
Good to have you back. You got an e-book, too, don't you?
I have several e-books, which you find on my website, thefusionfactor.com.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. And the new book is coming out in a couple of months?
It's coming out at the end of the year, yes.
All right. So you want to give us the title?
The title is The Higher Ground, H-I-R-E.
Ah, play on words. I love it.
And it's a great book to buy for your college graduate to help them figure out what they want to do with their
life. And nobody knows more about that than Bob does. Bob, you've been really working hard with young people the last several years, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And this is a tough environment for these people coming out and trying to find out, you know, how they're going to enter the workforce.
I really admire the way you've been hanging in there with these kids, helping them. I mean, you spent a lot of hours on this, haven't you?
I have, Jim, but you know, it's very rewarding. When a kid calls me up and says, I just got a job offer, I'm off the ground.
Wow. That's got to be very rewarding. Well, I'm proud of you for that, and so I want you to take those perspectives and help us small business owners do a better job of hiring. As you know, Bob, I've said many times that two areas that small businesses could really learn from big businesses is in the marketing area, but especially not as much marketing anymore as in HR, but the human resources part, hiring, managing, engaging, and that sort of thing. We're not really all that good at it, are we?
You know, I have a saying that I tell my clients, Jim. I say, people are expensive. Do the math. Okay? Now, think about the cost of hiring. And I'll say to a manager, you know, people are expensive. You know, it takes a lot to hire them, to keep them, and all that. And they'll say, no. I threw out a magnetic panel on the side of my truck, and I get some now hiring, and people show up, and I just hire them. But think about this. You spend your management time interviewing them. You spend your management time training them. And when they're not good employees, you spend a disproportionate amount of time dealing with their headaches. And then, what if they make a mistake? Or they break a piece of equipment, or you lose a customer? That costs money. But I just had one recently, a client called me up, and they had a six-figure workers' comp issue because they didn't do their homework on hiring an employee.
They've hired someone who had a tendency to not play by the rules, huh?
As soon as they gave the employee a warning and then told him they were about to sit down with the first second warning, didn't he slip and fall?
Wow, how convenient, right?
Yeah. But, Jim, here, let me tell you that story, because when we started to peel away the onion, I said, so let's take a look at the hiring record of this guy. And I said, let's see the application. First mistake there. I get the application that he had filled out several years ago. I look at it. It's partially filled out. There's gaps all over the place. And they just said, because he came from a competitor and did a similar job, they said, you're hired.
Wait, Bob. Not just because of that, but because small business owners do not like the process that they have to go through, the disciplined, orderly, complete process that they have to go through to make a good hire. They don't know how, and they don't like it.
They treat it as a conversation. It is not a conversation.
Or an obligation that they got to get behind them to fill the square.
Yep. Yeah, and they usually wait till they absolutely got to have the person, so then they want to do it as quickly as possible to get the body on.
That's right, that's right.
This but is... on that application, Jim, that's a label of ingredients, right? You're picking it up, and I'm saying, oh, this is Jim Blasingame I'm looking at, and what's he done, and where's he done it? Mm-hmm. You would not go out and buy anything without knowing the label of ingredients, right?
Right, right.
So the second thing you have to do is take a few minutes to sit down and write down the things that you want. What is the experience? What is the knowledge? What are the skills? Does this person have to be organized? Do they have to be customer-focused? What are those things that are important in the job that you have? If you take some time to write those things out, then I could tell you the steps to go after it. But if you don't write those things out and you say, you know what they say to me? I'll know it when I see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they enter into this conversation.
Do you think small business owners should go through the personality profile testing and that sort of thing to make sure they're putting the right person in the right job?
They can be useful, but they are only useful if you have some training in doing it. Now, if you want to use a DISC profile right. or Myers-Briggs, right. there are some companies that use it. I don't use it myself, Jim, and that's one of the reasons I don't is I've been doing this for so long,
right.
and I take so much time to plan.
But you have other steps that make up for that, don't you?
I do.
You don't leave the hole that would leave if you didn't do that.
No. I use what I call a competency model. I specifically for each and every job develop three things: what is the knowledge, what are the skills, mm-hmm. and what are the aptitudes that I need mm-hmm. for this person to be the best at what they're going to be.
Mm-hmm. Did those people ever find out why that person left the competitor?
I'm glad you asked.
That's the question, isn't it?
The second gap that I found on his application was there were 5 months from when he left his previous employer to when he joined my client. And I said, where was he during those 5 months? And they shrugged their shoulders and said, well, we didn't ask. So we went back and asked. And this employee was fired for very egregious behavior, which we would, if I told you, Jim, it would curl your mustache.
Wow.
So that was step number two.
They just didn't do the discipline steps, did they?
That's right.
Here's the thing, Bob. What you just described, that's as easy as it gets. I mean, you don't have to have any training. All you have to have is common sense to do that.
Jim, this was over $200,000 right off the bottom line. It could have been saved by 2 to 3 hours of a little work.
Folks, if that doesn't make you want to do a better job, when we come back, I'm going to get Bob to talk some more about how to spot these things and how to solve them. And I've got a question for Bob that I think that his answer will really help you. 20 after, right back with Bob Cuska, thefusionfactor.com, right, Bob?
That's it, Jim.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with me.
I was a dandy. Yeah,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.